Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome to my web, stories from the internet, hoping that Sean won't regret letting me do this segment. So strap yourself in and let the fun begin. Party like the weekend with content you've been seeking. Welcome to my web. This is Roy's Wide Web.
If you could create your own appendage to be attached to your body at a later date, what would you choose? Mull that over on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053, because we have a story.
Off the top of my head? I can think of one.
We have a story that began in Texas, as a matter of fact.
My arm ain't long enough.
When 2 years ago, you hold that. You hold on to that, all right, with both hands. Strong grip. 2 years ago, Army Private Shamika Burridge almost died when she was ejected from her car during a crash in Texas. Afterwards, when she woke up in the hospital, she wasn't whole. Her entire left ear was gone. But the 21-year-old is now on a path to recovery thanks to a procedure hailed as the first of its kind. In the Army, an ear was reconstructed and, air quotes, grown underneath the skin of her right forearm, according to the Army.
That sounds awesome.
I saw this story yesterday. And
there's a photo.
There's a photo
of the ear and the arm. Hold on. It is amazing. Like, the size of the incision they had to make.
God, it's enormous.
They had to, well, Troy, what they did was they made a slice up the arm and then up the side of the arm going the other way to make a right angle. And
oh,
they
my
peeled it
God.
Back. It's amazing. We're talking like a 8-inch by 4-inch by 4-inch incision.
It's basically from about, I would say, maybe 2 or 3 inches underneath the wrist all the way to the elbow, and it looks like it's about the width of his, like, of her wrist. So they peeled back the skin.
Yeah,
they cut open a slice. They peeled back the skin. They put the ear in there, I guess, whatever it started out with. The ear seeds. Like, what do you start with to make
seeds.
An ear?
It's tissue.
Yeah,
I would imagine, right, Troy? Probably tissue.
Either way, no prosthetics were needed. Instead, plastic surgeons used the soldier's own cartilage. So there you go, tissue. The ear was later attached to Burge's head by surgeons at William Beaumont Army Medical Center in El Paso. The Army said Burge recovered her hearing and that the operation was a success.
That's amazing.
I'm glad they molded the ear after Popeye Jones's. Because, man, look at the size of that ear.
It's a big old ear.
Yeah, it's a big ear.
I can't imagine it matches her other ear, right? Her other ear. They haven't been able to dial it in that specifically. However, an Italian neurosurgeon said that a full live human brain transplant could take place very soon. After claiming that Chinese surgeons led by Dr. Ren successfully reconnected the muscles, nerves, and spinal column of a decapitated cadaver. So this has already been going on in China. Wow. They're working on the brain transplant now, working on someone that's been decapitated. But congratulations to this Army private who was able to regrow her ear.
This is amazing. This is a great story. It's like, because it's, You chuckle at the ear being grown in the arm. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing. But this is an amazing story of technology and something that only could happen in like 2018.
I love technology.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that it was a servicewoman that went through this is just amazing. It's an amazing story. I can't believe that the ear works, though. I thought this was like aesthetic.
That is amazing. Yeah, you're absolutely right that it was that quickly able to make it work, and it makes you think, what appendage would you add that could potentially make your life better? Now, for us, we are all fully appendaged males. You know, you guys have 2 ears, 10 fingers, 10 toes, a nose, a mouth. So
keep going.
If you could add an additional one of those, and I know where you guys are going.
Or a replacement one.
Okay. All right. Are we going with the replacement? See, I'm of the idea that you got to add an additional one.
Okay.
You got to be a little bit of a, I don't want to, you got to be a little bit of a, an F show. Can I say freak show? Is that, you got to be a little bit of a freak show.
I mean, that was a character's name in Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Good call. Yeah. Good call.
I mean, because I would replace my left index finger.
Yeah, the one that's broken beyond repair?
I've got a bent. It's a permanently bent finger. It's permanently swollen.
Now, I don't know if they can do it with bones yet. Because, again, this was done with cartilage. We're talking about an appendage that has to really be able to be made by, like, a skin graft, I guess.
Okay. All right. I get you.
So I'm thinking your senses, your nose, your mouth, perhaps your eyes. Personally, would take another set of eyes in the back of my head. No problem. You could wear a hat to make it not be awkward and, you know, give that group of eyes.
You're blinding yourself.
Well, you give that group of eyes a rest. You have them on opposite cycles. Yeah. When one sleeps, the other one's awake. You're never asleep, but you're never awake.
But then what's the point? What's the point of having eyes in the back of your head that they're asleep when you're awake?
Well, when you need it, you know, you jolt them awake have 360 degree vision.
Oh man, eyes in the back of the head. Although again, how do you grow eyes? That's not a tissue, right?
I'm assuming they are capable of it. I'm just trying to go away from the bone structure.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. For me, it's quite simple because I'm a '90s kid. I grew up in the '90s. If I could emulate one of my heroes growing up, I would absolutely do that. If I could be like Goro and have multiple arms coming out of my body, so like if Johnny Cage wants to come up on me or do something, or suddenly I look to the right and there's Reptile, I'll be like Goro in Mortal Kombat. I want multiple arms to battle people. Because I'm not a violent person. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. Confrontation is not my thing just because it's stupid. Like, I'll talk you down, but I'm not going to get physical.
How would you take the centaur body?
I don't know. But if it got physical, to know that I have multiple arms to do something, that'd be great. And plus, you know, you're in the Metroplex. A little road rage here and there. I'd never do it. But if I could have multiple middle fingers going back and forth,
imagine having that extra hand to hold your phone while you're driving. You could have hands on the wheel
and another
hand holding your phone.
Yes.
And then you could use Roy's other eyes to watch
the road. There you go. Yeah, if you could do like an arm.
What are you going with?
I mean,
I'll let you do an arm. I'll let you do a leg for this purpose, for fun.
Will you only do a finger?
I'll let you do a finger.
I would do the finger. Right, I would do a new left index finger.
Would you put it on your face?
So your nose permanent looks nose picker?
Yeah. Oh, gross.
I'll tell you, I would probably get a new nose. That's what it is. I would get a different nose. My nose is big.
No. We're not talking about a new body part.
Oh, the additional.
Are you going to get a nose job?
No. Absolutely not. So I can't replace this finger. I would have to get the count from Princess Bride and be the 6-finger man.
Okay. Good reference. Roy is on Wikipedia going crazy right now.
Princess Bride?
I have not seen it.
I've not seen it.
I mean, everybody says it's great. It's such an iconic film. I haven't
Don't
seen
say
it.
It like that.
Hey, I mean, is it?
Yeah,
is that
it's,
right?
It's good. It's good.
Is that true? Yeah.
I don't think you mean what I think it means. I don't think that would mean what you think it means.
What are you doing?
That's what everybody always quotes from that movie. Anyway.
That's horrible.
Next up in Roy's Wide Web. How would you like a social meter to determine everything in your life? Black Mirror did an episode on this. If you've ever seen the show on Netflix, Black Mirror, it's very Twilight Zone-ish.
And one of the National Twilight Zone Day.
And one of the episodes they did was on people who would be given a social media score based on how many likes, how many followers you have, etc. And that would determine your standing in society. So even on days like in today's social media society where you're not having a great day, you put on a happy face, you get a nice filter out, you throw up an Instagram post, Because in order for you to live, Choppy, in order for you to buy things like gas and groceries and all that stuff, in order for you to have insurance, it is determined by your social media score. That is actually what is happening.
Social credit score.
Social credit score. And that, sorry, the Black Mirror one was your social media. But okay. The China one, the real story, is going to be implemented by the year 2020. In China, your social credit score will determine everything from the type of insurance you are capable of getting, the amount of money you pay for standard items like gas and groceries and things of that nature. It will also determine, in my opinion, a level of, what's the word? A level of surveillance into your own life.
Oh my gosh.
That I don't think people in America would be too crazy about.
Troy, some of the penalties here include being banned from taking trains, having your internet speed cut, and being publicly shamed for having a low social credit score.
And, all right. Well, trains wouldn't be a problem here in the Metroplex.
No, it wouldn't.
Let's see. What was the second one?
Having your internet speed cut.
That would be horrible.
Yep.
And then the other one?
Publicly shamed.
Nah, publicly shamed all the time.
And he mentioned trains, but it could be all forms of transportation. CBS New York reported that a journalist by the name of Lee Hugh is currently unable to fly for failure to sincerely apologize for some of his tweets.
Oh, you don't have to apologize if you don't want to. I've learned that.
Well, he's finding out that that's not the case, that he does have to apologize. They say the other assessment is to create a holistic... the reason for the assessments in China is to create a holistic trust-breaking record. They're saying this is... The reason they're regulating this is to maintain... Let's see. Raise the honest mentality and credit levels of the entire society. Build a socialist, harmonious society. And this one, encourage keeping trust and punish breaking trust.
This sounds terrible. This is an awful idea. No wonder why nobody wants to live in China.
See, we complain about like free speech being violated here. And our ability to say whatever we want.
All right, Roy, you're getting into politics now.
No. Like, we still have free speech. You are able to say whatever you want. Now, if you have a consumer base and the consumer base decides that what you're saying is something that they are uninterested in and they no longer want to follow you because of that, that is their freedom. Okay, that is their freedom. But when you talk about actual freedom of speech being violated... Isn't this it?
Oh,
what's
totally
going on in China?
Troy, this is what can get penalties and points of your score. Jaywalking, using your phone or laptop on an airplane when you're not supposed to, spreading fake or false news, and then your purchasing habits. Someone who frequently buys diapers is probably a parent, and they're more likely to have a sense of responsibility, so that's good. They're encouraging children. Someone who plays video games for 10 hours a day is an idle person and would lose points. This is remarkable.
I don't like it.
I hope everyone here dies.
And I sincerely hope we never consider anything like this here stateside. So that's a little Roy's Wide Web. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you to Sean Sharif for being out today and allowing me to do that segment, because Lord knows if he was here, that never would have happened. And thank you,
you
fan fans.
You are a blanking moron.
For indulging me. I know, Sean. Please forgive me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.